American officials say they are still trying to sort out what caused the Israeli military to detain members of a Canadian-American family in the Gaza Strip. Israel's military confirmed it took at least two people into custody but would not provide an on-the-record explanation today as to why it is holding them, nor how many relatives are in custody. Relatives say that last Thursday, Israeli forces took Ahmed Alaga and his sons Borek and Hashem from their family home in Al-Mawasi, a town near Khan Yunis. The family says the father is Canadian and his sons have both Canadian and American citizenship, but relatives are decrying a lack of communication from both governments. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says American officials don't have clarity on the situation, and are seeking more information from the Israeli government. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says the case is of the utmost priority for her government and she is in touch with her counterparts. Read also. A fleeing Gaza family is killed along with the medics sent to find them.